This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Nonprofit organizations have had to hunker down during the economic downturn and this year's nosedive in stock prices. Across the country, charity, social service, and arts organizations have been hit by a double whammy as funding declines and demand for services goes up. Peter John Schuler of member station KQED reports from Silicon Valley, where the dot-com bust has hit particularly hard.
There's been a dramatic drop in fundraising for all nonprofits in the past year. Individual contributions, corporate and foundation grants, government grants, and fees paid for service are down. Kara Mullen is Director of Development for Adolescent Counseling Services in Palo Alto, California. The agency offers foster care, substance abuse, and mental health services for teens. She says it's been a very challenging year.
I think our biggest impact has been in our individual donations. From people that respond to our annual appeals, we've seen about a 50% drop from the year prior. And actually, when I've looked back on about a 10-year history, this is probably the lowest point we've had in about 10 years.
In nearby East Palo Alto, another organization called Plugged In is focused on bridging the so-called digital divide by offering access to computers and the internet to the community's low-income residents.
There's a lot of resume writing that happens here, a lot of checking email.
Magda Escobar is Plugged In's executive director. She says that during the boom years of the late 1990s, contributors would routinely give stock. 100 shares of Yahoo translated into $100,000 in cash. Representatives from various foundations came to visit and offer money to the project. But Escobar says times have changed.
This last year in particular, we didn't meet our general fund goals, and so it meant that, like most people are doing, it meant dipping into our reserves, which positions us more poorly for the next fiscal year.
And lately, foundation officials have become more distant, in part because it's easier to say no in a letter than in person. Foundations are having their own problems. Many have seen their endowments shrink as stock prices plummeted. One of the most dramatic examples is the Los Altos-based David and Lucille Packard Foundation, which spokesman Chris DiCardi says has seen its endowment fall from more than $10 billion in the late 90s to about $4.5 billion now.
You know, it's a difficult place to be as a foundation because, you know, we're about trying to help out as much as we can, and we're in a position where we can't quite as much.
DiCardi says the foundation is trying to help some organizations get through the hard times by accelerating payouts on some grants. But he says overall, the foundation's total grants budget is less than half what it was in the year 2000. And one other big funder is also coming up short this year, the government. Shrinking tax revenues are forcing federal and state governments to cut funding earmarked for nonprofits. Executive Director of the National Council of Nonprofit Associations, Audrey Alvarado, says some nonprofits may have no choice but to shut their doors.
It means that there's service that will be reduced in the community. So it's more than just one less discount store down the street if you look at a for-profit. It means no place for shelter, no place for food banks, no place for after-school care, and so on. So it's a tremendous strain on a community when those services are removed.
To deal with the downturn, many organizations are trying to stretch their funds without slashing services, cutting expenses, putting off big purchases, freezing staff positions, and even laying people off. For NPR News, I'm Peter John Schuler in Palo Alto.